is Pam.
Hello.
Hello, it's Pam.
Hey, Pam, this is Lisa.
Hi.
Yes, too. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. I'll be right back. I did send your new one out, but you may have to call people's attention to it when you're talking about it. Thanks.
Thank you. A bunch of pages, including one that's printing as I speak. Lisa?
Not yet, this is Betty.
Okay, hi Betty.
Hey.
She's the one that was coming out with pictures. She's gonna come out? Betty?
Yes.
Are you in Kodiak?
I am.
What's the weather like there?
Actually, for the first time, it is actually pretty nice today, but it's been terrible for flying in and out the last probably 4 or 5 days.
Oh. Well, I heard some good weather was coming in, so I'm glad that it did.
It did. It did.
Okay. We've had a really heavy rains in the last, yesterday evening and this morning, and now it looks like, well, it looks like the sun was going to break through, but don't know.
Oh, good. Well, at least it's not raining.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Hi, Rebecca. This is Lisa. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Yep.
Loud and clear. Great. I had to step away for a second. So what I knew before I got on was that Tam was on, and I think I heard Betty. Is that right?
Correct.
And now Rebecca. Anyone else?
This is George. I'm in, I was building in Anchorage. I'm just opening the line for Jerry, who's not able to attend today.
I'm confused. This is Jerry who?
No, this is George with the Department of Education. IT. Jerry Covey had normally come in to initiate these meetings from, or initiate these calls from this space.
Oh, right. I got it. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Is there anyone there in Anchorage with you?
Nope. I'm all by myself. I'll probably, if nobody shows up by about maybe 10 after, I'll probably just hang up if that's all right with you guys.
I think that sounds fine.
Okay.
Thank you for being with us, George.
Anytime.
Is there anyone else on?
Not
yeah,
yet.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Brian from Alaska.
Hi, Brian. Welcome. We're so glad to have you.
Yeah, finally able to call in.
It's great. We're thrilled you're on, yeah. And thanks for the earlier email.
Oh, no problem.
Is there anyone else on?
Yep, Sean Duke.
Who?
Sean Duke.
Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Good morning. Afternoon, I guess.
Afternoon.
Anyone else on?
Aaron and Sandra from Deed are on in Juneau.
Hi, Aaron. Hi, Sandra. Thank you for being our support. We greatly appreciate it. John Harmon let me know he's going to join, but he'll be a couple minutes late. Tammy Smith is saying that the number is busy. So, Erin, can you check on that for us? She's trying to join using the legislative number, but she's saying it's busy.
It happened to me, but you just had to try again. It's when too many people are dialing simultaneously.
Yeah, but it just puts you on a busy signal, and you just have to patiently wait until the next person can add you to the queue. So they're there and working. It just sometimes takes a minute or two.
Okay, I just let Tammy know just to keep trying.
So Lisa, while we're waiting, this is Rebecca. I just wanted to let you know I am here. I am here. However, my internet, so I just got home to this gorgeous weather, and so I've been up one mountain, and I've been out paddling for 3 days, which is awesome. So I'm here, and I'm peaceful, and I'm blissed out. Yet my house is like an explosion of stuff as I try to unpack. I have internet, but it did go out once on me today already, and I had to restart the router. So I'm here, but I'm compromised. My printer is not yet set up, but I have a great TAM.
Okay. That is a good update. We'll try to bring you along as we can. It sounds like you don't have documents, but
right.
No, thank you.
I'll be toggling back and forth on my computer as long as my computer's working. So I'm a little bit compromised, but I am here and 100% ready, except for not having printed anything.
Minus that. Okay. Anyone else on?
Hi, Lisa. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for joining us. I know you have to cut out a little early, but thank you. Posey Boggs, I believe, is on, but she has the inability to speak. So she'll be typing or submitting her comments in writing. So Posey, I know, is with us. Anyone else? Okay, well, it's 1 o'clock. I'm going to go ahead and begin. Tammy, are you on yet? She says she's been trying for 10 minutes to join.
It does take a moment to get connected, and I got a couple of busy signals before I got in.
Okay. I'm kind of waiting for her to join since I know she's actively trying, and then we can get started. She says it continues to be busy. I wonder.
I did hear a beep from someone.
Okay. Let's go ahead and at least see, let's go ahead and start with who is on. We'll do a walkthrough. Maybe that'll give her a second to
joined, and actually Tim Lincoln can't get on either, and he's been trying for 5 to 10 minutes. So, Aaron, you want to see if there's something going on, or?
Yep, I'm texting the LAO right now.
Okay, thank you so much.
Did you get it?
Hey, Lisa, this is Erin. While I'm waiting for a response, the other thing they could try, if you have their cell numbers, is to call the Anchorage LAO at 269-0111, and then they can transfer them into the call. So that might be another option to try.
269-0111.
Yep, and just ask to be transferred into the call. That's how George does it in Anchorage. Yeah.
Erin, if you'll send that message out to the entire group so I can get going, that would be great. And I've sent it to Tim and Tammy. But if you can let everyone know that that's an alternative number, that would be great. So let's go ahead and start with who is on. I'll just do a quick roll call. And please introduce yourself, where you're from, and your role. I'm Lisa Parity. In Juneau, I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Council of School Administrators, the Alaska Superintendents Association, and am facilitating the committee. Let's go to Rebecca.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Hemshoot. I'm in Sitka. I am a teacher here in Sitka. I'm also a member of the State Board of Education representing First Judicial District.
Hey, is John Harmon on with us? Okay, let's go to Tam.
Tam Agassi-Giesler, former classroom teacher, currently president of the Anchorage School Board.
Thank you, and also serving as a subcommittee chair, which we greatly appreciate. Steve Atwater, are you on yet? He's having trouble getting on also. Okay. Kathy Blank.
Yeah, hi, I'm Kathy Blank. I am the administrator for Alaska Staff Development Network. I'm based in Juneau, and we provide professional learning for teachers and school administrators around the state.
Thank you. Let's go to, I don't believe Posey can speak. Is Dan Carson's on? Okay, I know Rick Caulfield could not be here. Brian Conwell. Brian? Did we lose you, Brian? Okay, we'll come back to Brian. I know who's on. Sean Dusick.
Yeah, Sean Dusick, superintendent of Kenai, calling in from Soldotna.
Thank you. Okay, and is Yeti Bay on? How about Wendy Kohlberg? It's Erica Nelson. How about Joe Nelson? Okay. Let's try Lisa Storr or Justin Parrish. Lisa Whirl or Justin Parrish? Okay, how about John Cedor? I think he's having trouble getting on. How about Tammy Smith? I know Gary Stevens isn't able to be on. Tim, have you been able to join us? Okay. So, Aaron, now I'm getting that there's an answering machine on the alternative number that you sent out. And Tam, so here's who's trying to get in. Tim, Tammy, Steve, I believe John, Cheryl Weinberg, Posey Boggs. So it's, yeah, we're really...
Yeah, this is Erin. I called the LAO. They do understand that there's a problem. I guess they had some technical difficulties this morning, but they thought it was resolved. They are disconnecting the phone line and then trying to reset it right now. So they're asking if folks can give it another minute or two. They'll be able to try and dial back in. So they're working on getting it solved, and I have them on my other line on hold right now while they troubleshoot it for me. So just hang tight, and we'll see if they can, if this reset works.
Hi, Lisa. This is
okay.
Betty. I'm on here.
Hi. Thank you, Betty. Why don't you,
okay. I'm Betty.
Introduce yourself.
Retired superintendent living in Kodiak and representing the mentor project that I worked with for several years.
Okay. Is Jessica on?
Hello, this is Cheryl Weinberg.
Oh, you got on. Good. Which, how did you do it?
I just called again, but I had been calling for about 5 minutes, and I kept getting busy signal.
Yeah, we're having several people that are doing that, but I wanted to know, did you dial the number that was on the agenda, or did you dial the second one that I sent you?
The agenda. So I just tried it again, and I got through.
Okay. Let's see if the others. Thank you, Cheryl. We're just introducing ourselves.
Okay.
Who are you and who do you represent?
Pardon me?
Who are you and who do you represent?
Oh, thank you. I'm Cheryl Weinberg. I'm the executive director of CIRC, Alaska's Educational Resource Center. So glad to finally get on.
We apologize for that. They're troubleshooting and apparently with LIO. So thank you.
This is Erin. And the LAO said the number's up and running again. They got it reset. Folks just need to redial in. So I'm going to try and email the whole group and let them know. But if you have anyone on text, just let them know to try again, and they should be able to get in.
Thank you, Erin. Appreciate that. Okay, Posey. Looks like we have. Okay. So here's who I have heard from. If anyone's joining the call, please let us know. Rebecca, Pam, Kathy, Sean, Betty, and Cheryl. Is there anyone else on the call? Okay. John and Steve and Posey are trying to still call, so they're saying it's still busy, Erin. Hi, who's joined us? Okay, well, I think what we'll do is continue to, we'll just keep going in the meeting and I'll kind of text on the side with these people, continuing to get them to to dial in. We're a little off schedule, so... Okay, Tammy just said the operator is still saying that there are several people trying to get in. So, apologize for this technical stuff, guys. I appreciate everyone's patience. We're going to dispense with audio conference protocol and ground rules. Just you can read them. We are going to take a couple breaks as we go forward. And hopefully we'll be able to get the rest of our committee in here and as we can. If we don't get everyone on here shortly, we'll reschedule because I know everyone has something to share. We've had a lot of really good subcommittee work. And right now they're trying to call in and it's going straight to voicemail. So, Erin, can you give me a status update?
Yep, I just talked to LAO again. They're going to reset the line, see if that fixes it. If not, I'm going to provide everyone with an alternate phone number. So if folks are from the public and listening in, they could join. It will not record the meeting, however, but I do have an alternate GCI line that we could all join.
Okay.
But I'm going to let the LAO reset one more time and see if we can get those last three or four people on.
And have you been sending notices out to the group? Because I haven't received any from you.
No, I'm trying to. I don't have a computer with me in the boardroom, so I was going to see if Sandra can do it because she brought her laptop. So we'll get that figured out here shortly.
Okay. We're going to try this one more time, guys, and if we don't get it, we're going to reschedule because we need this to be as many people as possible participating, and I know there's several people trying to get on. So I'm going to email everyone and tell them to keep trying, that they're resetting the line. And if we can't do it, we'll provide an alternative line. Hold on. All right, has anyone joined the call?
Hey, Lisa, this is Erin. I think the phone number still appears busy. I know the LAO is trying to reset it. So if your call, you can reschedule and we can try it through the LAO again, or I can give you a GCI teleconference line right now that we can recall into as a committee. Not through the LAO, everyone can join and we can continue with the meeting today. It just will not be recorded.
I think I'd prefer that option if we can capture everybody that's trying to get in. So if you'll give me that quick phone number, I'm going to
And Sandra's got up an email with everyone's email addresses, so we believe we can, for the committee, so we believe we can get that out to everyone, and then I'll call the LAO back and tell them to reroute people to this alternate number.
Yeah, that would be fab. If you would do that, send that and make sure I'm on it, because I need to send it to our presenter as well. Thanks.
Wonderful. Okay. So for everyone on the line, it's a 1-800 number. The number is 1-800-315-6338. And the passcode to enter the meeting is 16107.
So wait, repeat it one more time. Yeah.
Yep. 1-800-315-6338, passcode 16107.
Okay, so everyone, let's hang up, redial that number, and get back in the call. Okay?
All right. Thank you.